Well, the world premiere of Paddleton opened at Sundance. It's about the friendship of two misfit neighbors. The director, Alex Lehman, is here, and welcome to the Sundance Reel. We had heard that several of the scenes in the movie were improved by your two stars, Ray Romano and Mark Duplass. You've worked with Mark, actually, and co-wrote this with him, right?
I have, yeah. And it's not improved, it's improved. So I think there's probably a typo there.
right.
Yeah. We
improved by improv.
Exactly.
How many dumb jokes am I allowed to make in this?
As many as you want. It's Friday morning.
Can we keep a tally?
We may or may not have different drinks around the table.
It should be a drinking game, a shot of espresso every time. So, we didn't actually have a full-on script when we made this, similar to another movie I made with Mark called Blue Jay. And so in Paddleton, we had what was basically, it ended up being about 20 to 30 pages, a long outline of what the movie was going to be. But we were always improvising within the scenes.
And you could do that. I mean, again, when you got a couple of talented actors like Ray.
It's not so bad when you can say, like, and Ray, and then here it gets kind of awkward, and if you could just kind of deflect the emotional weight of whatever's happening with some mumbly, Andy-esque thing, and he's like, I got it, yep. And then he does it, and you're just so thankful that you're working with one of the funniest men alive, really.
Yeah. Well, give us I was brief with the description. Tell us a little bit about the film.
It is a special relationship between two misfit neighbors, and these are two older men who love each other. It's a platonic love. We've been telling people, this is not a bromance. We're not trying to, play into or away from gay or anything like that. It's just two men who feel very comfortable, who really know each other and feel understood. And there's no model really for that kind of relationship for men of this age. And so we're exploring this really special relationship they have that they celebrate over frozen pizza and kung fu movies and this made-up game called Paddleton that they play. And then unfortunately, they have to deal with terminal cancer. And Mark's character, Michael, asks Andy if he could help him end his life before the cancer gets too bad. So there's some tragedy there, but that's the beauty of working with two great comedians is we're handling the seriousness of death with as much comedy and joy as possible, celebrating their life and their special relationship.
So would it be fair to say that this intimacy that you speak of is more the source of the comedy rather than comedy used to deflect the seriousness of the illness that we've seen in things like The Bucket List or 50-50? How does it distinguish from those films?
Right, yeah. I mean, I would say that we are very much the unbucket list, even in their road trip. It's not about... Listen, there's gallows humor for sure. You have to address it to a certain extent. But it is more about the comedy of them facing the difficulty of letting go and kind of being at times... as emotionally intelligent as 15-year-olds, not knowing how to address the situation, and so avoiding it with games and just overall silliness. But there's some gallows humor as well.
Tell me a little bit more about that game, Paddleton.
The game of Paddleton, yeah. So it's this made-up game. I mean, it's basically what we did as kids is you've got like a racket and a ball and you trash can. And you're like, how do I turn this into a game? I don't want to play tennis. I don't want to play like an organized game. How do I make this mine? And so they came up with this game where it's not competitive. Together, they're trying to knock this ball into the trash can, and it is a team game against time. And I'll let you possibly infer any sort of meaning to that. Yeah.
Now, did you write this? Did the two of you write this with Ray in mind, or did that come later?
The very early versions, we were just trying to build out the story, and then Ray came along pretty early. And so what we have is a write-rehearse process where we would get together with Ray, and we just kind of throw around ideas. Ray would bring in a really funny joke, or he'd say, hey, I've got this halftime speech I've always wanted to use in something. And it kind of feels like it could, you know, fit into this movie. There, thematically, there was some stuff. So we start finding places for bits that he's got, for example, or building scenes around it, or even character arcs. So it was it's really just a natural process where everything kind of comes together as we all vibe out what story we want to tell, and you know, and especially as they find their characters, because it's all about that unique relationship that they build in the pre-production.
I was going to ask you a little bit just about your background. I mean, your bio says that you grew up in France as well as you. I mean, you've got an American accent.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, this is a French accent. You don't. It's southern eastern. Yeah. I was born in France, and then I grew up in Philly. So I've been kind of doing the Northeast France thing. I was doing that for a while, and then but I've been living in LA for a long time. My mom's got a great French accent. I lost mine. Yeah.
But you're bilingual, yeah?
I am bilingual.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oui.
Bien sûr. You also talk a little bit about, you have also done some documentaries, is what I'm trying to spit out. Mm-hmm. Is there a preference, or, I mean, you've done some horror films, so a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I was a cinematographer for a while, so I did horror films. I did, you know, I couldn't do another death for a while. We were doing a lot of gratuitous death. So it's funny that I'm finally back to facing death in a different way. I made a documentary called Asperger's R Us. That was my first foray into directing. It was about a comedy troupe with Asperger's syndrome. And we leaned away from the medical, you know, side, and just really focused on the special relationship that these four guys had, where they all found each other in a performing arts camp for kids on the spectrum. And I've just really kind of liked finding comedy and stories about comedy and unique relationships. I guess that's kind of my jam.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's on Netflix.
That's on Netflix. People. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing a terrible job of plugging. That's on Netflix. Blue Jay's on Netflix as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the future for Paddleton? Anything that you can report?
Yeah, yeah. Paddleton's also on Netflix. Now we're on a roll now. Paddleton comes out on Netflix February 22nd. We're also premiering tonight at the Eccles Theater at 9:30. I'm very excited to have a good laugh and cry with, you know, a thousand of my closest friends. And then tomorrow morning we're playing at the Mark Theater as well.
Okay. 8:30 at the Mark, and again 9:30, as you mentioned, at Paddleton. And then what's next for you?
There's a little bit of a continuation with the Asperger's comedy troupe. Nothing I can officially announce, but there'll be stuff soon with that. I've got some more kind of cool, quirky documentaries that I'm exploring with some interesting people, and always developing more relationship-based narrative stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, again, the premiere of Paddleton happening again tonight, 9:30 p.m. at the Eccles Theater. Alex, pleasure to meet you.
Thanks
for
having
your time
me.
This morning. Yeah. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW.